views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. This is your co-host, Dr. McCabe Mooring. Dr. Ronnie is out on a work vacation today, but that's all right because we have another wonderful guest here. Before we get into it, I know all of you listeners out there are really excited because Dr. Ronnie and myself have been getting all kind of emails and texts. So I want to just go into a few testimonies as this is a continuation today. We're still talking about essential nutrients. Why? Because they're essential. The other reason is because you've asked us to do so. So I'm going to bring on this special guest in a few minutes because this guy is just spectacular. He has accomplished all sorts of things in life. And even with all of that, he's a testimony to how important it is to get the proper nutrition in your life and how you get it so you can enjoy all these. So he has been able to enjoy all these accomplishments. So let me just go into, we're talking about essential nutrients. The last few weeks, we've been discussing 43 essential nutrients. Now, what I decided to do, because we got a few questions that were the same, was just to address a couple of them. And a few of you are continually asking, what exactly is an essential nutrient? Well, an essential nutrient is just that. It is essential in order for you to maintain optimum functioning, meaning that if you don't get enough calcium or if you don't get enough vitamin A, you may not fall out of demise today, but it certainly contributes to dis-ease, and it's completely unnatural to have chronic dis-ease. So some of the essential nutrients that we need and don't get enough of are calcium, fiber, magnesium, vitamin E, vitamin C, potassium, so forth and so on, protein. But I want to say this, even if you're on the best nutritional plan, and that's one of the new terms I've coined because I don't really like the word diet because of the word dye in it. But even when you're on the best nutritional plan, because our soil in the world today is raked, and because of bad farming practices, the topsoil is not what it used to be a few hundred years ago. In other words, the soil is not reaping the proper nutrition. So most foods that we grow today, even in the organic state, have 40% less nutrients, thus contributing to almost every disease that we know today, and definitely the top five killers and chronic conditions. So myself, Dr. McCabe, Dr. Ronnie, and our wonderful guest who will be on today is Dr. Randy Payton. We are committed to helping ourselves, helping our family, and helping the world as many as we can learn about proper nutrition, learn about proper thinking, learn about ways so we can not just survive on this planet, but so we can thrive on this planet. And with that being said, I would like to introduce our special guest. He's a phenomenal guy. He's been through war. He's overcome staph infection. He's also overcome some other illnesses. But I want him to speak for himself and give you the testimony of how he did that. Just a phenomenal businessman, a phenomenal health guy, just phenomenal all around. So, Randy Payton, welcome to the show. It's our pleasure to have you.
Thanks. Thanks for being on the show again. Thank you, Dr. McCabe. Introduction.
Yeah. Randy, what we want to know is we want to know about you and particularly how you have overcome. You've overcome in business. You've overcome some nutritional deficiencies. You've overcome, I understand, arthritis. You've overcome so many times. And I'm telling you, Randy is one of the best dancers that I have ever come across. And I'm a dancer. Randy has spectacular energy. When you told me that you were 61, I said, that's impossible. It is totally impossible. When I say spectacular energy with incredible rhythm, he literally goes to the party and takes on five or six of the best female dancers in there, and all of us are falling out afterwards. So, Randy, could you please give us some keys on how you maintain this type of energy and look as good as you do?
Well, you know, the essential features took me to another level. You know, 61 is amazing because actually back...
Randy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Going in and out a little bit, but we can hear you because we want to hear every word.
Yeah, so my last 2 years in the military, from Vietnam, I had an illness, staph infection in my sternum, and I was in and out of the hospital for about 2 years. But the end of that story is that the doctor told me that I would have to live with the pain, the arthritis, the rheumatism for the rest of my life for the nerve damage. I said, yeah, right. I left the hospital, got rid of those pain pills, and I started on my journey of health. And ever since then, I've been studying and learning nutrition, importance of diet, so lately with the 43 essentials added to it, the way I look at it is that, you know, the body also produces certain things. And as we grow, we don't produce as much. But then again, also there are essential nutrients the body does not produce, and those have to get in the body too. And it's funny that you start going to the whole planet and environment tie-in, you know, I had to learn all of that, and I literally got rid of the arthritis, the rheumatism. There was a time when I couldn't lay down, I couldn't drive, you know, and I told this automotive magazine, so I drive cars all over the world.
Yes.
You know? And every time I got damp and wet, I had, you know, the pain. So it was a process of, number one, getting all the residue toxins out of the body, you know, detoxing stuff out of the joints. Then learning to repair the joints with the calcium, the vitamin C, all the building materials. Like you go in, you create a wall, you know, you put a screen, a net up, that's the vitamin C. You got to fill that net up. Vitamins. So I had to rebuild the bone tissue, which a lot of people think is impossible. It's not. Nerves can be rebuilt. Bones can be rebuilt. But we have to add the nutrients. And it's a challenge because it's not in the food. It's literally hard to get it in the food. And if you're running around trying to get it from all the health food stores and get stuff that actually has in it what it says it has, then get it in the right combination, and then make sure you have one mineral that has to go with another. For example, a lot of women take iron for when they're in that menstrual cycle. But iron has to have folic acid and B12 for them to absorb it. And my daughters learned that. I told my daughters that. They called me. They go to college. Before, they couldn't understand, why am I taking this, da-da-da-da. But when they went to college, then they started realizing, whoa, you know, the menstrual cycle's coming back. They called, Dad, what was that stuff you was giving me? The B12 with the folic acid, the iron, you know, because, you know, they were so used to not having the symptoms. Then when they got away and they didn't have nutrients, then they started feeling the symptoms, but they knew what the solutions were, you know? So nutrition is the art of science, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. So you said that you knew you had to detox and then you had to build, because those are the things that Dr. Ronnie and I talk about all the time. You have to properly detox, and then you have to build. And then I heard you say that the trick is that it was hard. It's difficult to rebuild when stuff doesn't, our foods, most of our foods don't have what they should have in them, because that's just the planetary situation right now. So could you give us some keys of, because I'm getting all type of texts that, what did you do for arthritis? And one thing I do want to say to our listeners is that arthritis is an autoimmune disease, and it's an inflammatory condition. So we're wondering, what type of nutrients did you put in to assist you after you detox with that arthritis?
Well, I had to do a lot of intravenous insertions of vitamins and vitamin A and D's right in the area, because all the months and months of antibiotics damaged my organs and my tissue, and that's what a lot of people don't know. If you go through all that, it's hard for the body to actually absorb the nutrients. So my doctor, he was a holistic doctor. He was an MD and all that, but he was holistic and a homeopath. He actually inserted intravenously in my chest area to help get the nutrients to the right spot. But also at the same time, we had to go with Devil's Claw. Is a very good. It's a lot of times you have degenerative bone damage, and then the residue that's sitting in between those joints, you know, and like certain herbs like Devil's Claw, Echinacea, is able to go in also to go in there and help clean out like a broom, sweep it out, get it out of that area, you know. And then I had to start rebuilding with the calcium, the magnesium, but also comfrey root. Comfrey herb was a really good building block to help go back in and build the bone, you know.
Okay, so you've given us a lot, and I'm looking forward to us talking about this a little bit more. We're getting ready to go on break, but I wrote all the keys down, what you said, because we're going to address all of that, because we got all type of texts flying in. So we'll be back with you after this break with Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
In to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
We are back with Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. This is your guest host today. This is Dr. McCabe Mooring. Our host, Dr. Ronnie, is out on a work vacation, but we do have a wonderful guest with us. His name is Randy Payton. He is an accomplished man of all sorts, business-wise, professionally, and as it pertains to this show, he's a health guru because he himself has healed himself from some very serious illnesses using the principles that we talk about on this show. Health and wellness principles that have to do with correct thinking and the most important, of course, being nutrition. Now, Randy, I want to bring you back on because you said a lot last time that I like to bring it in a way where our listeners can digest it. So it doesn't go over anyone's head, or perhaps maybe they didn't hear everything. And you talked about when you were in Vietnam that you got staph infection and you overcame that. Then you overcame a bout with rheumatoid arthritis, which is said to have no cure, but you don't have it anymore. And the fact that you have an exceptional amount of energy that I would say is equal to a teenager's. And anyone who knows Randy would agree with me when it comes to that. And I know that you said that you went to a holistic medical doctor who had to intravenously put in the nutrients. Now, I want to say to our listeners, and we already said that we know that the land these days, even organic, just doesn't reap enough nutrients. And so we certainly advocate the healthiest eating styles possible, but we also know that in this day and time, it's best to be supplemented. Now, the problem with supplementation is just what you said, like you were telling your daughters. You can't do, if you do iron without folic acid and without the other necessary nutrients, it does not absorb properly. A way to avoid that, Dr. Ronnie and I have been discussing the whole time, is that nature, although the ground is not reaping enough, it's the best way for us as human beings to get our nutrients are through foods themselves. So I would like you to continue with your story, because everyone just wants to hear you and how you got to where you at. You are the baby boomer example. You're going to be the centenarian. So we have a lot of listeners out there who want to know how you got to where you're at, and you can give them these nutritional keys. So I'm going to be quiet and let you go. Back with Randy Payton.
Well, let me just move on to after a lot of studying and stuff and learning on my own, my daughter, my youngest daughter, I still call her baby doctor. She's an MD. She just finished her a residency, University of Southern California Hospital. And the interesting thing about my baby daughter is when she was in the womb, I had four doctors. And I was actually using those doctors to monitor her. Now, everybody can't go through this. I don't recommend it. But I literally studied midwifery and nutrition and all that. And I was literally studying, using the tests, the hair analysis, the blood analysis, all that stuff, eyes, everything, to kind of figure out what was in the blood and what was being passed on. Because what I found out was that we were passing on a lot of illnesses to our kids. A lot of kids were coming out hyperactive and all kinds of other problems. So my whole thing was, I wanted to not only make sure the child was healthy, but I wanted to actually get to inherited and genetic illnesses, try to reprogram cells before she actually was born. And it was funny because one doctor, well, I had a holistic doctor, Dr. Harrison, he was a holistic MD. I had a naturopathic doctor who did a lot of the hair tests, the skin, all that other stuff, right, the nutritional reports. And then I had a family, a female MD, a staff doctor, and a pediatrician. And we went to the family doctor. She took the blood, and she said, I've never, ever seen anything like this. This is unusual. She thought it was a big problem. She said, there's too many red blood cells, too many brand-new cells.
Too much life going on. She's going to live too long and be too
healthy.
Too much
new cells, not old cells, but new cells. And that's what I wanted to achieve. She didn't understand that. But, you know, this child came out. I've never had to take this child. Her brain, her mental functions, right? She could figure out stuff before most of us could, you know? And I think that's one of the best things we could.
You still there, Randy? We want to say to our listeners, we are here on the beautiful Martha's Vineyard, and the reception goes in and out. So we'll have Randy back in a minute.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, great. Now we can hear you. So let's continue.
Well, I was concluding with one of the best things we could do for our children is to make sure they have a healthy body, a healthy vehicle to operate with. They'll take care of the rest.
Okay.
You know, in terms of discipline. And I've also, one of the other experiences I had, I took off as editor of Washington Astros, from media and PR, and just took off one year and just taught school in Washington, D.C., at Option School. It was a dropout prevention program for the D.C. public school. These were the most troubled kids in the whole school system, you know. And I spent a whole year there, and I was teaching communications. And these kids ranged from 14 to 17. Most of them were hyperactive. They could not control their behavior. You know, they were juvenile, delinquent, all kinds of issues were going on. But it was interesting because the key thing, and a lot of times the administrators didn't understand, I said, we got to take this sugar from these kids. They can come to school every day with bags and bags of sugar, and we weren't giving them lunch. So, you know, we started giving them lunch, taking the sugar away, you know, and I had to get to the kids. Once I got them to understand that all that sugar was affecting their ability to be the type of person they want, it started changing. And these kids started publishing their own citywide newspaper. Keep in mind, most of them couldn't read and write when they started my class. They started publishing their own citywide newspaper. Turn these kids.
Randy, you're going in and out on us again. And so I want to recoup what you just said. Randy, while we're getting the technical side together, was letting us know that, like I said, you just worked on all type of realms, and you were talking about how these kids were just on all of this sugar, and they weren't even eating lunch, which, of course, was causing hyperactivity, and which people need to know. It also stops the useful hormones in the brain that cause us to calm down and to be able to rationalize. Sugar is a big, big toxin in the body. And when you reverse that, we ended up finding out these children were very intelligent, productive people. So are you back with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And these stories are something, because I just want to say one thing that, you know, I'm a huge fan. We're here on the beautiful Martha's Vineyard, and our great, great president, Barack Obama, and his family are here. And I've just been walking around meditating, saying, oh, I would love to run into Michelle Obama. As much as I would like to see him, I think I'm a little bit more anxious, or would be even a little bit more excited about seeing her. And that's because she has put the focus on the most important thing in our existence. And that's our health and our wellness. And the number one causative factor of which takes it away or improves it is nutrition. And starting with the schools is the most important thing. So this one thing that the First Lady has done, I've seen it as probably the most powerful thing any First Lady has ever done, because it has joined in starting a revolution for us to be conscious about what we put in our bodies and give our children, like you did, Randy. You're this wonderful parent and this wonderful scientist that you knew enough to love your kid enough where you were going to deliberately program that DNA where she could be a genius. And that's done through nutrition, guys. We are biological beings. We have to get the right nutrition, and we have to get it through food. So how do we deal with this dilemma now that the food doesn't have what it needs to have? So
we better care our cars than we do our bodies. Our car gets everything it needs, gas, oil, lubricant, gets all of that. We don't get it.
Isn't that something? How we take better care of our cars and our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I'm going to say something, because I know a lot of women who say, well, I don't take care of my car because women don't take care. But women will spend more money on our clothes, hair, and nails than we do with what we put in our body. And I said, well, that's ridiculous, because your most valuable asset is your health. I'm pretty sure if a couple billionaires I could think that passed in the last 5 years, including Steve Jobs, could trade some of that money to have a few more days on the planet, they would. Something went wrong. And
I think what went wrong, too, was that we were commercialized. We were trained and educated to be not health consumers. So I think that's part of it, you know?
Yes.
So it takes an effort. It takes time. It takes hard work for somebody to change and teach themselves what they didn't grow up learning, and that's nutrition. You know, it's hard work the way it is now. So, but it can be done, and I think we just recently came about the whole solution for that.
Right, right.
So get the nutrients in one place. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. We do have a solution, guys. We do have a solution, and one of the solutions, and this is a big part of the solution, is being able to find a food that has nutrients in it. And I know we've been hearing Dr. Ronnie say, and me add to it for the last few weeks, these 43 essential nutrients. And that's because we have finally found foods that we can supplement our nutritional regime with. And that is definitely not to say you can go off and go eat a whole bunch of sugar and everything else. No, you still have to follow the laws of your body. But at least this way, if you're getting the right gas, like you wouldn't put that regular unleaded gas in your BMW. So why would you throw some crappy food in your body? It's not going to function right. It's going to dysfunction. We know all too well as women with our hair, with our makeup, and definitely what we put on the outside of our body. So we have to do all of this. So, you know, Randy, I love this field because one, I love being healthy. Two, I love sharing the gift of this knowledge so others can be healthy, because I think we all want the same thing. We all just want to thrive. So that's what this is about, not just survive, but to thrive. So that's why we bring on wonderful guests like yourself who've done all of these amazing things and still say, hey, nutrition's a key. Nutrition's a key. So we appreciate that you give value to that by your testimony and just by your being.
You know what I probably need to do is do a video of myself dancing, because I really haven't seen myself dancing with 4 or 5 or 6 people at a time, all the energy and nonstop energy and jumping up and down. Because as we get older, you know, I have a lot of friends that are into dancing and competitions and stuff. And it's so important, man, to all the joints, the elasticity, the nerves. That stuff, you have to maintain
yes.
a body like that, you know? You can't just keep going on eating hamburgers and stuff and expect your body to hold up, especially when you get in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
And then your brain starts wearing down, you know?
Randy.
And that needs to stop. Mm-hmm.
We want to hear more about this, because we're going to talk about your dancing right after we come back off of this break.
Okay.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hi, we are back with Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and this is Dr. McCabe. I am your guest host, and your regular host is Dr. Ronnie DeLuz, and she is out on a vacation. So we are so happy to be back. We've been talking to Randy Payton, who's overcome all type of challenges and has really excelled in life. And I think for most of us, the biggest challenge, particularly as you get older, is keeping good health and not just being here and not being healthy, but also thriving. And Randy is truly a testimony of that. At 61 years old, he goes out to the club, takes on five or six women. Randy, are you there? Because I said I was going to talk about your dancing when we got back.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
That's so okay. Yes.
You're saying, now, I just got to go to a fun subject, because it's a reason you're this healthy. It's a reason. It's a reason. It's just not good genes. I mean, good genes go but so far. And you have the energy. I'm saying you have the energy, yeah. I'm saying, of a teenager. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely amazing that you could dance every night, several nights a week, for hours at the rate with the expertise you do, and hand dance and step with five or six women. So you said, well, I need to film myself. So if we ever go out again, which I'm sure that we will, because you're so much fun to be with, I would like to take the opportunity of taking a phone and filming you, because it's incredible. How do you keep up this type of energy? What are the keys? Everyone out here, you're 61-year-old dancing,
people,
looking like a 15-year-old. How do you do this?
There are a lot of young people. Can you hear me? Yeah. There are a lot of people who are getting into the whole veggie diet today. It's just cut and dry, just like changing your diet and eating organic and non-GMO and non-gluten and all of that. Not that alone is not going to make you healthy, you know? That alone, like, slow down the process of living unhealthy. But it's not going to undo all the years and generations that built up in your genes and your body, okay? There's a process you have to go through, the proper detox. Detoxification, not just fasting, but getting the old stuff out, the old metals. Because you can take the old metals, they stay in your body, they're going to wreak havoc on you. Because metals, people don't understand, metals attract certain things. They attract bad cells, good cells, all types of energies. And they have to be properly balanced. And if it's too much copper, too much zinc, anything, it has to be eliminated out of that system, you know, out of your system. You know, old toxins that's deeply rooted in the fat cells, in the joints, in the bones, in the cells. The cell is like the planet. It's a duplication of the planet, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's basically what it's a solar system, each cell in your body. And that solar system, things around it, has to have certain energies, just like our solar system. You know, you see them trying to fly Pluto and Mars and all that, trying to figure stuff out. No, Pluto, Mars, and everything is already the basis of our science, biology. It's already there. It's all a part of our makeup. Those planets send energy to the Earth to make metals that we need, the essential nutrients Earth needs, that gets into our body.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Pluto and Mars, they're just not sitting there. They're sending energy into the planet. On Earth. That's why we got diamonds and gold and minerals. It's coming from the planets. You know, people don't understand that. The ancient Egyptians knew all this stuff. And that's why they built sciences and biology and technologies all around makeup the planets.
Wow.
That's why in astrology you have the stones, you have your stones, you also have a stone, and you have a metal, and you have a key, a musical note, and a color, and all that other stuff. It's all I understand that, and so it took years. Dr. Ronnie was in my house for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks at a time, and detoxed me, you know. And then I started coming up. So at least once I do a nice detoxification of my body, and then I'm like a new baby again. You know? All the colonics, everything's cleaned out, da da da, and I'm rebuilding. But a lot of veggies, I know too many veggies have been vegetarian all their lives, right? They're getting cancer and they get illnesses because they haven't detoxed properly.
Right. So I want to ask you something, because the analogy that you gave was absolutely amazing. And I want to make sure that everyone out there grasped what you were saying. So you gave the analogy, and it is true that our cells are really, you said, a reflection of the planet. And I love how you did that, because it's very, very true. Because within each cell, you said, just like the planet has a sun, right? And we rotate around that, the sun of our cells would be our nucleus. And that is where that atomic bomb of our body, I just said that to tell you how powerful it is. That's how much energy that's in that, that constantly gives us life. It's all energy. It's all energy exchange. So
now, can you imagine? Yeah, just one point. Can you imagine looking at your cell and having a lot of free radicals?
Right, cells? Right.
That's like.
So, are you still there? We lost you for a second.
I'm here.
So you were talking about looking at our cells and having free radicals. So free radicals would be equivalent, so everyone understands out there, free radicals are very damaging to the cell, and they're constantly attacking the cell. And they're caused from toxins being breathed in or eating in the body, and it attacks the cell, which is how disease performs. So that would be the same as all of these toxic chemicals that are let out into the air. They're breaking down the environment and destroying their environment. And I love it that you gave that analogy, because what it boils down to, and physics has proven, is everything is energy. Everything is energy. And we have enough energy. One person has enough energy in their house to not only provide enough electrical energy for their home, but to provide enough for the whole block. So it's vital that we constantly put the proper energy in our body to continue to power us. And that proper energy comes through proper nutrients. So I just wanted to comment, because that was such a powerful analogy that you gave. And I just wanted to make sure that our listeners could understand what we're talking about, because we know, Randy, you're very, very evolved, and that's obvious just by looking at you and knowing you. So you cut out for a minute. You're back. So can you finish? We're listening.
Yes. And what I said is that if you're looking at the cells, can you imagine the sun and the planets have to send? Those are, you know, the different nutrients around the cells, and they all sending energy to the planet. There's only, in every solar system, there's only one planet that is life. Scientists have to get out. They're trying to do spaceships. Cell in the body is the same as the galaxies and the universe. It's all the same, you know? And it's funny, because it's like you got all these free radicals. Cancer and other diseases is like junk in space. All this junk is blocking the planets, Mars and Pluto and the sun, and energy to Earth's planet. Okay? And then in the Earth planet, with metals and things that's attracting energy. The body, the whole purpose, solar system, and get the stuff in this body so this body can operate properly, so this brain can function, so we can grow as human beings. You know? That's what the whole purpose of it is. And we've actually been working against our environment, our own bodies, because of the sake of commercialization. You know?
Right. Well, you know, that gets into a whole political discussion, which I'll just tap on very briefly, because what we eat and the culture we come from is completely political. Because, and I tell people all the time, well, they say, well, Dr. McCabe, I can't eat that. Well, obviously what you have been eating and the energy that you have been, that's been causing free radicals, and that's that toxic junk that Randy is speaking of, just like all the toxic stuff that is that we're throwing out into space. Or you can, another comparison is when people throw a lot of trash into our oceans and a lot of waste into the oceans, and it's going to affect our body.
Why is the government helping us? Well, guess what? The government ain't going to help us, because that's a whole commercial political thing. But it took one millionaire, enough money to be like a Donald Trump, but he had enough money to scientists, nutritionists in the world to develop the 43 essential nutrients into our food. Therefore, my aunt, my cousin, my niece, and the stuff who never change their diet, they don't run nowhere and do nothing, go to the health food store, they'll eat the food because it's good.
They'll eat the
food, and they'll get the sensors into their body. But it took a millionaire, a non-governmental politician, and something that our own government should have done.
So wrapping up what you said, because we went into a little science here, and it's very important because
We didn't want to leave them hanging, right?
Yeah, it's very important that we understand, because the more education we have, the more power we have over our life and our health. And I've been saying for a very long time, and I'm certainly not the one to have, the original one to have coined the term, but your first doctor mm-hmm. should be yourself. And and I love that you compared it with the universal things and with the different planets, because it's true. Free radicals invade the nucleus and they're constantly coming in and trying to break it up. They come by what you consume. So therefore, disease did not just pop up. You ate it. You thought it. You put it in.
And they
you.
Also create so the acid state we're doing that cancer this, but flies we, in. Yep.
Right. And even what you're saying about, you know, the government, because that's a whole nother conversation, that we live in a society that has consciously and very knowingly fed us an extremely toxic, addictive diet that's led to us being the sickest country on earth when it comes to preventable and eating diseases. So that's another story, but look how hard
they're fighting against healthcare, which is amazing.
Right. But I want to tell you something, because the wonderful thing is that we can offer value because we have a solution. Yeah. We're going to talk about now we have things because we're forced to be able to eat in a practical way where we can get those 43 essential nutrients and we can continue on a healthy way where we can take back control over our existence and we can have this healthy lifestyle and thrive. So when we come back after this break, we're going to give some value and give some solutions. And Randy, we want you to give out your information, because I know there's a lot of people out there who would like to share with you. So we'll be back with Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness right after this break.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We're back with Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. I'm your guest host, Dr. McCabe Mooring, and we also have the wonderful, great Randy Payton with us, and he's been giving us so much. We promised when we came back that we would give you guys some value, We've gotten so much information today, and we have some texts coming in. And Randy, we're so appreciative for you being here. Now, I just want to go over the analogy that you gave in the last segment, because I thought that was very important, because we know that education is key. As I was saying before, that you eat the way you do, more than likely because that's how you were culturally raised. So if you were raised in India, it's probably a really great likelihood that you like curried food. If you were raised in West Africa, it's probably a good likelihood that you like very spicy hot foods. And if you was raised here, unfortunately, with our great country we love so much, you're probably addicted to the standard American diet, which has proven not to be sufficient, even with the RDA recommended stuff, to supply sufficient nutrients for optimum health. And that's what this is all about. Randy went into the energy of it and how our cells are an exact image of the universe. And I think that's wonderful, because the key thing in our cells is our nucleus. And we destroy our own nucleus with our toxic behaviors and habit. But we also know that's because many of us have been misguided, or we just don't have the proper education, Randy, because I think I might have talked to at least a million people in my lifetime in this field and having clients, and I haven't found one that said they didn't want to be healthy. Everybody wants to be healthy. So it's our pleasure to bring back Randy Payton. I'm going to give you some information in about 5 minutes. We want Randy to finish telling about these essential nutrients. I'm going to give you a website you can go to, a telephone number, then we're going to give out Randy's telephone number. So Randy, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. And I'm not just focused on average people who are a growing number of chronic diseases. In fact, when you look at the amount of marathons and cancer fundraisers and all of this right. that we do for research. Now, according to the Center for Disease Control, by the year 2050, 49% of Americans will have some form of cancer. So, science we're doing, none of that stuff's working. We're actually getting more and more cancer.
Right.
And
they've
been predicting it. I mean, so why are we still investing in the same stuff? But the point is that not just people, but even the health folks, the vegans, the whole foods, and all of that, have a problem. It's not that easy to get a whole food on a planet that's not whole anymore. The planet's not whole. How are you going to get whole food? You know? Because it's not just, it's also that's attracted from the other planets that we need on our planet in order for that process to keep planet so much, you know? So, I mean, we can use technology to find the proper nutrients in the right form and manufacture it back into whole foods. That's probably the only solution there is right now, you know, to getting those 43 essentials into our balance. You don't just run around throwing your body, you know, because they also have to be balanced. And they need to be with the food. You know, you got the vitamins over here. Then you got the food over there. The food ain't got no vitamins, the enzymes to absorb. So when you put both of them together, absorb the nutrients, you know?
Right, right. And, I just got a text in with someone thanking us for, explaining in a way where they can associate how our bodies perform, how we manage to get up, wake up every day, walk, talk, and live, and maintain health. And we are energetic beings. Our spinal cord lets off more electricity than a whole block of electricity wired in a modern
yes,
day home.
It does.
So everything you're saying is true. And how this electricity is fueled, how our nucleus of our cells are fueled, how are through the nutrients. So I want to just revamp. We talked about two things. Detoxification is very important. That's why I'm going to give out my telephone number so you can contact me. You can contact Dr. Ronnie, and you can go on a proper detoxification program. And that word has been very misused these days, but that means get all the filth out, clean the bloodstream up, and then infuse it with the proper nutrients.
We've talked about Dr. Ronnie's the best I've ever seen. Where, and I've been studying this for almost 3 years. She is the best in terms of detoxing the body.
Yes. So, and now we're talking about the next step. The next step is making sure that you have proper nutrients in your body. And we cited that we have a planetary dilemma. And the reason we're citing this is certainly not to fault our system or fault our government, but that's how we evolve. That's how we share our love, is seeing where we've made the mistakes and correcting those mistakes. So this show about Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness is, first of all, it's in complete love. And we're thankful that Dr. Ronnie had the courage to put out this type of show to properly cite where we failed at and got into this this dilemma, this health dilemma that we're in the U.S. And we now have solutions, simple solutions that the everyday person can do to turn it around. So we want to talk about these foods, because we have these foods that have these 43 essential nutrients that I feel should be used everywhere. They should be in the schools. And I know that we'll start seeing our children.
Oh, the military, if they need to be in the Rangers, the SEALs, I'll give them this stuff, man. Our people will be so scared.
Give it. Yeah. And now it won't be, well, I did everything I can do. We have something else. And it's wonderful, because now this was created through proper science, knowing that it had to be within a food so our body could utilize it. It's all about absorption. Everything is about absorption. I mean, you could try eating on a piece of rubber. It's not going to be good for you, and your body's not going to absorb it. It's just going to be toxic. So our bodies can absorb about 100% of the things that come through food. So I want to give everybody this website. Then we're going to put you back on, Randy, for the next few minutes. Yeah. And I want everyone to, I have a website you can go to, vionica.com, and I'm going to spell Vionica. That's V as in Victor, vionika.com/McCabe. That's me. M as in mother, AKEBA 707. Again, vionica.com/McCabe707. I'd like you to go on there, look at the video, and let me know if it makes sense. And if it makes sense, take the next steps that it's asking you to do, so you can empower yourself, so you can help control your life and your family's life by getting these essential nutrients. I'm going to also give you my telephone number, then I'm going to give it to you, Randy. So everyone out here is texting me, and so many people want to be able to get in contact with you, because you're such a wealth of information and a testimony. Hey, I think you're going to be doing speaking tours everywhere. My phone's going nuts here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you guys my number, 314-398-8676. Randy, can you give us some information before we have to go?
I can be reached at 301-452-9207.
One more time.
301-452-9207.
Okay. We thank you so much, Randy, for being with us, and we look forward to you being on again. We want everyone to go to the website, check it out, call in, text me, text Dr. Ronnie, call Randy, and because we love you, thank you for listening to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.